Happy Friday. It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy end of March, which is the end of this season of Happy Friday. Winter's gone and warm weather's up ahead. So let's wrap this up with a little teeny tiny topic we all have in common. Life. In 10 days, a total solar eclipse will pass across the Americas. And it'll pass right through southern Illinois and Indianapolis. You know, back 400 to 500 years before Christ, even though the Greeks did realize the earth was round, they were a little out there about the rest of the heavens. They imagined a complex system of nested spheres spinning outside the earth. And the sun and moon were holes punched in this cosmic colander, through which we saw the holy fire beyond it. When these holes were blocked, they appeared as moon phases and eclipses. We now know, for sure, the earth is round and revolves around the sun. No hole punch needed. We've also figured out that things like epilepsy and left-handedness aren't caused by demons. But those are extremes. We do seem to forget, though, how common other beliefs like bloodletting were back in the day. Bloody hemorrhoids? That was just the body's way of expelling anxiety and depression. While we're smarter now, there's still so much we don't know. We have questions about life. What is it? How does it begin? And what happens when it ends? We like to think it goes on. But of course we would. But we don't just not have proof of this. We don't even have any evidence that there's life after death. We really don't know. We may believe, but as I said last week, faith without evidence is just a wish. Confucius said, "Real knowledge is knowing the extent of one's ignorance." To quote another great thinker, Oprah, "What do you know for sure?" Back in episode 38, For You, as I questioned the meaning of life, I revealed what we're all really doing here. Remember? We're shuffling money around until we die. Once we face that honest fact, we can get on to exploring the next logical question. What does it mean for us to be alive? A couple ideas come to mind. Being alive means, quite literally, celebrating our physicality. That starts with the body we're in, keeping it healthy and active and beautiful while we're at it. For those athletically and beautifully inclined, well, they're cut out for this. For all of us, though, it's all we've got. So we might as well make the best of it. But the physical world extends further, to finding pleasure in food and drink and everything that surrounds us. It's why we call them the good things in life. Living also involves exercising our mind. My Uncle Jack said, "A reader is a leader." And my Nana Roman would fill her odd hours with word games and puzzles. It kept her mind sharp. Like our body, our imagination also needs stretching to stay fit. We may not all be artists, but we all can create something. Giving birth to or building something out of nothing sounds like the definition of life to me. Another part of living, one that gets a bad rap, is our emotions. But you know what? If we realize we don't serve them, they serve us, we can enjoy our emotions. I mean, they're pretty thrilling. What makes you happy? Enjoy that. What makes you sweetly sad? Savor that nostalgia. What scares you? Even that's a little exciting. Every emotion carries a lesson we can learn. And in the end, being alive means sharing that life with others. Giving and receiving love, joy, and comfort. The one thing we have in common with every person is that we're alive. We have this connection with our closest friends and our staunchest enemies. Through the good times and the bad times, life isn't perfect. In fact, being imperfect, even painful, being a survivor despite it all, doesn't just come with the territory called life. It's what makes life meaningful. On The Cosby Show, young Olivia got laughs announcing, "And I'm still alive." John Steinbeck, in his novel, The Winter of Our Discontent, writes, "To be alive at all is to have scars." We look to others for guidance and reassurance. We want to believe they know something important and we can depend on them. Then we realize they're just living the best way they've figured out how. So what are you doing here? What do you know for sure? Can you feel the sun on your skin? Do you understand what you're feeling? Who do you share this being alive thing with? It's pointless to delay living our life. What do I know for sure? I'm alive. And because of that, I'm feeling fine. That's the message proclaimed in Lost Frequencies' song, "Sun is Shining." I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, to be alive at all is to have scars. Thanks so much for listening. Next week begins a new season of Happy Friday. If you don't yet, make sure you follow us in Apple's Podcasts app for some fun, new features. And as always, find us on Spotify and Amazon Podcasts. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.